I suppose it would be impossible to deal with the purposes of God for Israel without turning to the epistle to the Romans. So let us do that together this morning. You will notice this with these sad words to Israel: all day long have I stretched forth my hand to disobedient and gainsaying people. I say then, in the light of this, I say then, God cast away his people. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham. God hath not cast, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Eli's session to God concerning Israel, saying, kill thy prophets and dig down thine altar, and I am left alone, and they seek my life? But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men, bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the... Verse 11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, for through their fall salvation is come unto the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. Any means I may provoke to emulation them who save some of them. For if there can be the reconciling of the world, the living of them be but life from the dead. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Some of the branches be broken off, and thou tree wert grafted among them, and the root and fatness of the olive tree against the branches. But if thou bearest not the root, thou wilt say then the branches were broken off. Well, because broken off, and thou standest, be not high-minded, but for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest thou not, he also spare not thee. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell severity. But if thou continue in his goodness, also shall be cut off. And if they abide not still in unbelief, shall. For God is able to graft them in. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, and wert graft contrary to nature, and how much more shall these little branches be grafted into their own honor? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to it, until the fullness of the Gentiles be, so all Israel shall be saved. It is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer away ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant unto them. I shall take away their sin. May God bless to us the reading of his word and give us understanding of it. Look again. 25. I would not ye should be ignorant of this mystery. Here is something that Paul is anxious that his readers should. He terms it, and we were so helpfully told by Mr. Carson that a New Testament mystery is not hidden from us and that we don't know. that we only know because God has revealed it, the secret that God has declared. St. Paul is speaking about the restoration of Israel, God's purpose for Israel in the future. This is something that we can know, revealed it. We couldn't deduce it, but God has declared it. We should make it, using the word in the normal, cannot plumb. Note his purposes for Israel as something just that they'll never be able to understand. It is the very reverse. It says, I don't want you to be in that position. It's something that God has revealed, a secret, and declared. It so happens that for years I've seen the application papers, men who have felt that God has been leading us. And among the questions that, so that we may better be able to application, is one that concerns millennium. Do they believe in the new kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ? Alas, the majority of those who apply, though they're good sound, say they don't believe that there's a purpose for Israel still. There are, and you won't accuse me, I suppose, I hope, of bombs to them. There are some who say that they believe in the coming millennial kingdom. There are a large group of people who, because it is, unfortunately, has become a subject of argument, they say they don't know. We have those who say they believe it, and we find those who say they don't. We find a large number who say they don't know what to think about. Now, if only we would really look to see what Scripture, not so much what forms of theology assert, I think we come to an understanding. But he says, I don't want you to be ignorant of this secret. So it must be important. As God has declared it important enough for Paul, don't want you to remain in ignorance. We cannot fully understand is, and human failure is, until we see the nation of Israel. We cannot fully is, and what God's undefeated purpose, until we understand how this will triumph. Case of rebellious Israel. This do. Now refers to this in the third chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, where in the third verse he says, what if some Jews not believe? Who haven't, shall their want of make of none effect the faith? Does their unfaithfulness nullify his faithfulness to his promised word? And to this St. Paul gives that reply that over and over he uses when about the rejection of Israel. He says, literally what text is, let it not be. Our Bible translates it by the English idiom, God forbid. This is something that's impossible. I've come across it being rendered, perish the thought. That simply cannot be, that want of faith should nullify fullness to his covenant. You see, in this passage St. Paul has already been referring to the wonderful fact that there's no respect of persons with us between Gentile and Jew. Fact that, alas, so many Jewish people of his times, it wasn't a matter of the heart, a matter of outward form. Then, a true Jew 28-29, is one from who is a Jew inwardly, and circumcision is in the spirit and not in the letter. Is not of men but of God. When Leah held her forth her arms, she said, and she called him praise. That is Jew. She praised God for his gift to her boys. Here was the fourth, Judah. Praise, says St. Paul in this pun, if you like. Who Jew is one whose praise God and not of men. Now, it's true, what advantage, what profit is there in the silent circumcision in the flesh? Then has the Jew. What profit is there? Covenant. To which he replied, much, every way. Chief the Jew has been committed the oracles of God. Did you hear of the good woman? They tell me, do the Jews use our Bible? Of course, there was only one reply, dear madam, we use. God sent us his word through. I hope he doesn't feel lonely. Gentile we know of, who's included in the all books of the Bible, and that's Dr. Luke. And he was a Jew. Well, I don't know. But the miracles of God, what an advantage. They were evidence to them had been given. That's the advantage of the Jew. But alas, some, now where says all, did not believe. When God sent his son, he was rejected by his own son. Thank God there's never been Jewish people with faith in Jesus Christ as God. Thank God there are many of them. Some did not believe. Leaders. The great bulk of the people. Remember that the first century Jewish very strong church. Very strong. But still it is true. Well, sad unbelief. Now cancel God's faithfulness. All this was no mere academic matter of to Paul mattered supremely. Oh, he could say with pride, I'm a man that I'm a Jew for the salvation of his people. He roared when he was told that he must go to the Gentiles. I want to go to my people. Look, evil I did against the Christians when I want to try and atone for it. You remember what he says in the 9th chapter of the Epistle to the could wish myself anathema. I could wish myself God for my brethren's sake. Is there anything you value more than yourself? But Paul says, I would willingly lose my own salvation if only that would mean that they would be themselves a curse from God for their sakes. Not who offered to bear the curse, nor a Paul, who what only the divine Son of God could do, bear the curse that our sin had earned. But what would you give that your kindred? And what more could than his eternal well-being? Possible. We know it isn't. How much Paul cared for his people. Wherever he went, the first thing he did was to go to the... Oh, I know it was strategy. But was it simply cold strategy? All to his own people wherever he went. Oh no, this is something that he feels so deeply. and you can catch the throb of what he feels. God forbid. This is, he cannot be. You know, dear people, he goes on to take in every one of us. There's falsity in you. There's falsity, but there's no falsity whatever in God. Let God be true and every... Something that depends on a human intention or a human assertion, it can be falsified. It can be cancelled. It is upon the unalterable word of a who cannot lie. Never fail. This is what Paul returns to again in the turn back then to Romans chapter 11. Produces what he has to say about Israel, the thing, the failure and disobedience of his own people. This is what leads up to this Romans 11:1. Into Israel's history, he looks back into Deuteronomy 21. He looks back into Isaiah 5, verse 1. His readers of Israel's disobedience. And it's still true all day long of our strands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. That mean, we ask the question again, does that mean that he goes back on his promise? Has God rejected me? I have permanently and finally rejected. No, indeed. That's an impossibility. Did God know what Israel would be like when he took that indissoluble covenant? God said to Israel, now, I will be your God, and he when he entered into covenant relationship, when he, because that is what is involved, when he obligated forever to take them as his people, did he know? Did he know all about their fellow? Of course he did. Did God enter into covenant with them? Can by his clothes. No. He made the covenant. To the Christian you would be when he took you into the covenant of when he washed away and put his spirit in your heart. When you're the believer. Then think you're so unworthy of it. It doesn't Israel, does it? What a poor Christian I would be when he took me. He knew the promise of everlasting life through Jesus. And so it is here. I say then, hath God cast away whom he foreknew? And there's Israel's age-long history that wasn't known to God. And yet, he made the covenant. And you take encouragement, dear trembling Christian. There's nothing, or it doesn't excuse our failure or our sin, but about us that he did when he took us to be his people, not cast away his people whom he formed. Then says Paul, I'm the living I also am an Israelite. Of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of... I'd for a moment if I say, oh, I also am an... of the seed of Abraham. You need... together we've got something far better. Christ. That's far, far better even than that. This connection. Paul is the living, and not cast away his people. I also am an Israelite. He reminds them of what happened in the days of Elijah. He said, I only am left. The reply was to him that there were 7,000. who had not bowed the knee to the image of Baal, and asked the question, where were they on Mount Carmel? Just the same now. Elijah thought, you know, Israel was so far from God under Abel. God, there's that remnant, 7,000 strong self. Oh, also, at this present time, and according to the election of grace, us to take the gospel to the Jews. Tremendous faith and patience. Did that we can rely on. At this is a remnant according to the election of grace.
Please turn your tip.
How is it that you're a Christian? God chose to have grace for you. He who knows the end from the... You were chosen the foundation of the world. Who had grace for you. Chose you in his grace. Has grace a day. And there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Is it this, that in Jesus Christ, Jews and Gentiles, individually, that God has grace for a Jew as well as for a Gentile in this day? Thank God that. Is there anything more to say? That the church is composed of Jew and he has made us one. Is there nothing more? People, there is something more. There is something more. We can rejoice that Jews can be saved. We can rejoice in the church of Jesus Christ. But don't put a full stop. There is more to come. And because there is more to come, Paul refers to it in verse. After saying something about the sheer grace of God that has come to us, he says, have they stumbled that they should fall? Have the Jews tripped up fallen people? Is that the end of it? Failed, alas. Have they stumbled with this result, Paul? And again he says, God has them finished. That's an impossibility. They have stumbled. And the great bulk of the 13 million haven't faith in Jesus Christ. Not the end of the story. There's something more to come. Have they stumbled that they should fall? Now, through their fall, salvation to provoke them to jealousy. We might well ask the question, jealous? Or for that matter, have we made anybody? Do we show the praises of the Saviour that other people, because they've seen him in us, have we provoked jealousy? Oh, the history of the conflict between church and sin, between Christian and Jew. This makes a very, very sad reading. How sad it is that our greatest difficulty in taking the gospel is what the church, the nominal church, has done. or put another way, what they feel the church has done. Paul moves on to that wonderful illustration of the... He speaks of the wonderful thing wild olive branches have been grafted to the olive tree. And if you're haughty, thinking of the Jew, if you boast against the branches, if you're inclined, they were broken off that I might be grafted in. And Paul, remember, you are not bearing, the root is bearing you. Must have had to think, thou bearest not the roots, but the root thee. Thank God for the Old Testament. Thank God for the God in olden days. But the root thee. And God in his mercy has grafted that olive tree. Jesus, there's neither Jew nor Gentile, male nor female. He's made of the two, one new man. And you'll understand me when I say, I sometimes say in which dispensational truth is put forward, which divides so utterly between and Israel. We have been brought in, that charged and widened to include us. Don't boast against the root. Thank the root. Bears you. Because of unbelief that they were broken off and I have been grafted in. Why were they broken off? You stand also, nothing else. Verity against Israel is part of his act, and it applies to the nominal church just as a nominal Israel. No chance that we who believe in the Lord Jesus will become. Oh, praise God for that. How long would any of us stand? Well, Israel was cut off, even though individual Jews and the nominal church can be cut off in exactly the same way. So Paul comes down to the... This is the purpose of God for Israel. Verse 25. I would you be ignorant of this divinely declared secret, lest you should be so proud and conceited, your own conceits. That hard in part has happened to Israel. But it isn't final. They have not remained fallen. God is doing a work of Gentiles today. Unbelief has contributed to it because the gospel has... To whosoever will. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. The day is coming when what God has purposed for not the Gentile people. That purpose. That great building of the church into her wild people until that great purpose of God being completed. The fullness of the Gentiles shall come in. Oh, how warful and active we ought to be in evangelizing. Think of the purpose of God, the ongoing spreading purpose of God unto the very ends. To believe, say that we've no interest in Gentiles' conversions. I told a friend here, I think it was yesterday morning, there's a mission. When John Wilkinson, who was the founder of the, he was a contemporary of Hudson Taylor. In January every year, Hudson Taylor used to send a gift to the Jews, and he wrote of it to the Jew first. John Wilkinson used to send by the on the same date for the China Inland Mission. And he labelled it, and also, well, that should be our spirit, shouldn't it? Thank God that the fullness of the Gentiles, all for whom God has a purpose unto the ends of the earth, for he shall see of the travail of his soul. And when the fullness has been gathered in, Paul, so all be saved. How? To Zion, the deliverer, who shall turn us from Jacob. Our Lord is coming to his people. Thank God he's going to take us to hearing so gloriously these evenings. He's going together unto him. But he's coming with his people. He who will come with his people. And when he comes, the deliverer will come to Zion. Turn away ungodliness from Jacob. There is, thank God for gospel blessings to, thank God he has a purpose for disobedience. Yet, not for her sake only. Under the reign of the Lord Jesus, things will be gathered in. There, to Zion, when he comes, there will be amongst the people of Israel that Paul, using this term, all Israel shall be saved. The bulk of them will turn to God. That's the day when I will take away land in one day. That's the day when on the Mount of Olives, and when that opened to the house of David for sin and for uncleanness. The phrase the other morning, what a revival that will be. There sometimes have been in the church's history revival of unity into its embrace. Ah, that's what it's like. Doesn't mean saved because he's a Jew. And it doesn't mean on any other basis than repentance and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our Lord. But it does mean to say be such that the community will be brought into the good of it. All shall be saved. So many people have such a problem. My friends who try to explain, Jew and Gentile, the whole Israel of God, run roughshod through the whole of the chapter. But disobedient, the Israel that has been cut off, draft in national Israel to know widespread salvation the day when the Lord Jesus comes back to his people. Why? That's the covenant. That's the total purpose. That's God's immutable covenant. Heaven. For, this is why. For, this is my covenant unto them, take away their sins. Now, Isaiah 31:31. I believe that from the prophet Jeremiah to the house of Judah and to the, thank God for the new covenant into which we've come. God says to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah, it shall come to pass after that, that I will pour upon them. There'll be no need, will there? All Israel, no man shall say to his neighbor, know the Lord. All shall know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them. How am I to understand these words in any other way? National conversion of the people of Israel at Jesus Christ. It's his coming that will bring it up. Nothing else can affect such a thing, this. What is our response? There is something more to come. Covenant means that the day must come when the deliverer will come to Zion. The natural branches shall be grafted to the tree. No, it's not. He It's a blessing that will reach out to all men. Millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Response?
Well, let's read what our response. Verse 33. All the riches both of the wisdom and foreknowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judges' ways past finding out. Him and through him are all things. Glory forever. Amen. There's only one response. And that's how great God, how greater his purposes, his power and grace. To him be glory forever. Amen.